Shama Life and Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our previous share about the international dateline from the Chuvas of the Heilige Kozhikov Rebbe, the Eretz Tzvi, Ari Tzvi, Ari Tzvi Fromer. He was talking about, are you allowed to do a move where you are standing by the dateline? It's Friday. And then right before Shabbos comes in, you jump across the dateline. And instead of it being Friday night, it's Saturday night. Oh. You allowed to do that? Avoid Shabbos? So he suggested no, because there's a special din in the Mechilta, cited by the Ramban. Zachar Ad Shelo Tov, you have to remember Shabbos even before it comes. You have to make sure that you keep Shabbos even before it comes, which means not avoiding it, among other things. Shuv Ritzi Da Mechilta, Kosev Lo B'Shem Shamei Hazaken, Ramban Parshas, Mitzvah Kotzel Zed Alecha Kabeis Hillel. Oh, so I saw that the Mechilta quotes this in the name of Shamei, and the Ramban says that Alecha is like Hillel. And therefore it's not a raya. This whole vort of remembering Shabbos before it comes is all a Shamai vort, not a Hillel vort. We don't pass them like that. You call Mokom Lula Divra Ramban, I am Mokom Loimar, the Gamba Beisil, Zechira Ad Shelo Tovo. Don't also put the Benet Tanaim. Achlin Nishmor, Bechad B'Shabbos. Zol L'Shabbos, Einu Nira Lo, the Kol Masav L'Shem Shamayim. So, if not for the Ramban, I would say that Beis Hillel agrees. Before Shabbos comes, you should remember it. Why make a machlokas where there isn't an explicit one? So the idea of guarding Shabbos in the sense that whenever you find something, like it says in the Gemara, when you find something on Sunday, so you put it aside for Shabbos, as Shammai did, that Hillel didn't agree with, because he said, Kol Masav L'Shem Shammai, B'chol D'Rechecha De'eyu. But even your Sudas Chol is a Sudas Mitzvah, you're doing it for Hashem, because you're eating in order to be healthy. So Hillel said, I don't want to put it away on Sunday for Shabbos. I have B'tachon in Hashem, I'll find the right food for Shabbos, the right animal for Shabbos, and I'm going to eat now. So therefore Hillel says, you know, that you should, the food you can eat now, but as far as not avoiding Shabbos, that Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai. And also maybe the din that ain't mafligim besvina, not traveling within 3 days of Shabbos, is also, so Yinam Mechal Shabbos is also from the same din of remember Shabbos before it comes. So this Shoyel, whose name, as we mentioned in the previous year, was Shapsai Rappaport. Not that there's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael today. Moshe Feinstein's grandson-in-law, very Choshev Rav of Shapsai Rappaport, but this is a Bocher back from Krakow in the pre-war Europe. So anyway, he just said, let's say you go from a place that it's Shabbos to a place that's not Shabbos. You cross the dateline from Shabbos to not Shabbos. Do you have the chomer of the makom that you went from there? We have a din that when you go from place A to place B, you have the chomer in makom sheyatzim misham, the marm sechem daf nun. So maybe you also get the chomer of Shabbos in the new place, because in the place that you were, it was already Shabbos. And on that, as Bacha writes, that's not shaykh, because Shabbos is chovis ha-makom, it's a chov of the place. And to this, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Kozhik Glover answers, I don't know. I don't know if what you're saying is true. Because misvara, Shabbos is a choyvas gavra. And not a choyvas makom, it's a choyva on the person. Not in the place. So if this person started with Shabbos, he has to continue keeping Shabbos. But Yesh Lomer B'Loshen Acheres. L'Shayach Chomer Makom Shelsim Shem Rakim Yotze L'Fotri Machmas Tam Makom Shebal Hashem Ein Shayach Shem Chomer Zu. Hashem Kev Zeh Shabbos Noi B'Chol Mosh V'Seich Machom Makom Zeh Hayoyim Einu Shabbos. And Ken L'Shayach Noson L'Chomer Makom Shelsim Shem Shem Makom Shelsim Shem Tzarech Lish B'Seyi B'Yoyim. Shein Shabbos. As what's Pshat, then you get the Chomer of the place that you went from. Pshat is that the place that you came to, you want to patter the person because in the new place, this chomer isn't shayich. We say no, but in the place you came from, this chomer was shayich. But here, Shabbos is noeg everywhere. Just in this place, it's not Shabbos. So you can't say you get the chomra of the place you went from. Because in the place you went from, you also wouldn't have to rest if it were in Shabbos. You can't say, oh, I'm in this place, I'm going to rest, because in the place I came from is Shabbos. No. You have the chumrah of the place you came from. In the place you came from when it was Shabbos, you kept Shabbos. Therefore, you are now, it's not Shabbos. You don't have to keep that chumrah. You don't have to keep the chumrah of the place you came from, because it's not relevant here. Because in the place you came from, you kept Shabbos when it was actually Shabbos. But in this new place, it's not Shabbos. So it's not Shabbos, the chumrah of the place that you came from. Because the chumrah was only when you were keeping Shabbos when it was Shabbos, but here it's not Shabbos. Achkoshal zeh mehod b'sochem nun amet beiz melech parashvius makom shkalu makom shloi kalu chayiv levar mishum chumrah makom shiyatsa mishum. We have b'sochem 50b that if you bring parashvius from a place where there are no more longer parashvius in the fields, you have to do beer shvius, you have to get rid of your shvius fruits. So you went to a place of makom shkalu, where there are no longer perishvies, and therefore you're chayvin beer. To replace shalok kalu, you still have to do beer. Why? Because of the chumra of the makam sheyatza misham. The difficulty is, hagam b'makam shaholach l'sham chay shay chumra zu, ach d'sham loy kalu. Even in the place that you went, this chumra is also shayach of beer shvies. But lo kalu. But there's still fruits in the field, so you don't have to do beer shvies. What do you mean? You get the chumrah of the place that you came from. In the chumrah of the place that you came from, if the fruits would still be in the field, you wouldn't be chayv in beer. So now where you are, you also shouldn't be chayv in beer. Since there's still fruits in the field, you're right. In the place you came from, there are no longer fruits. But the chumrah was, if there are no longer fruits in the field, so you're chayv in beer. And in the new place you are, there's still fruits in the field, so you're not chayv in beer. Just like we want to say about Shabbos. You don't have to keep Shabbos in place B, because it's Shabbos in place B, because you only had to keep Shabbos in place A when it was actually Shabbos. So therefore in place B, when it's not Shabbos, you don't have to keep Shabbos, that's the chumrah of place A, because in place A you only kept Shabbos when it was Shabbos. In place B it's not Shabbos. So say the same for it over here. You only have to get rid of the fruits if there's no longer fruits in the field where you are. And where you are, there are fruits in the field. So but it's still in the mar, you have to get rid of those fruits. So since Shvis is Alts Karka, so you don't look at the person, you look at the Karka. So you have your fruits. You went from place A to place B. And the fruits came to the karka of place A. And in place A, there are no longer fruits in the field. So therefore, since it's the Isser is Machmas HaKarka, you have to get rid of the fruits because of the karka. And the fruits came from karka in place A. In place A, there are no longer fruits in the field, so you have to do beer. V'rayel zed, v'chol makom chor makom sheyotz misham zin abasa adam. Ulailin and Paris Shvis, Azlin Basar Makama Paris, before Betesis Psachim 52a, the Makam Makach passes with Pshitas Babinezer Rachaim 454:18. Alkain Shiny Paris Shvis, Yaker Sivis Sisur and Mitzat Shakadu Kakar at Israel, Alkain Azlin and Yaker Rasa Makam Yidulam Benlam Zel Makam Achas. So this is a special case. By Paris Shvis, you go after the Makam at Paris, like we see in Taisim Psachim, so it's the Avinezer. The Paris Shvius is different. There you go after the place of the Paris. But otherwise, You go after the, when it comes to Shabbos, so where the person is, it's not Shabbos. He doesn't have to keep Shabbos, even though the place he came from was Shabbos. The Yitzing Kodesh. Ah. If you go from a place where it was Shabbos to a place where it's weekday, nevertheless you have to rest on Shabbos because Nikra Shabbos is Chol at the beginning. Like we see by Muktzah, Nikra is Tolu in Ben Hashmashos, Migudit's Katsoy Ben Hashmashos, Katsoy Yoima. Hashem came b'shenas and muksa b'emtzei yom lo armin amidu z'katzoi ki nisi b'beitza chavov and beiz ein muksa l'chatzi Shabbos v'chein lein erev tchumen tchilis hayom kone eruv chatzeres, everything's talui eruvin, muksa it's talui in tchilis hayom. So why don't we say that since Shabbos started you have to keep Shabbos, you have to keep Shabbos the whole Shabbos. Isser Gregaver like Paka Bichdi. Like Kedush Saguf. You have Kedush Saguf like Paka Bichdi. Kedush Saguf doesn't just go away, so too. There's an Isser Gaver of Shabbos, it doesn't just go away. And Avnei Nezer and Orechayim Simon Pei Tess, Steve Cotton David. He discusses if an Isser is telling this man is a chol b'chol rega mechadash. So do we see that if an Isser is telling this man, it's chal every second anew. So if it's chal every second anew, then okay. So now it's there's no Shabbos anymore, because where you were, it's where you are, it's not Shabbos. Only where you were was Shabbos. That's if you say it's chal every second anew. And he brings like that from the Shachan Avergoin. But according to what the Avnei Nezer there writes, we could say like what we're saying. I mean, this is not totally every second. It's not called Mechadash every second. And Memela, once Shabbos comes in, it doesn't just go away like that. So you have to keep the whole Shabbos. It's the stopping. Somebody's in a place where it's Shabbos. Can you say to somebody who's not in Shabbos, you're standing on two sides of the of the international day line, wherever that may be, as we discussed in the previous year. So can you tell somebody for whom it's not Shabbos doing malacha for you? We say that Chazal were goyzer amir olenach we shvus, but not the Yisrael. I guess you could be pushing this shayla by the shayla of asking a Jew to do malacha for you. Somebody who's makabel Shabbos, the other person wasn't makabel Shabbos. Chor like there it's mutter, here it's also mutter. Ain shulchan aruch harafsin reisa amukim usif chafei v'kunsh zacharin. That's a shiloh. You're allowed to ask somebody where it's, he's, for him it's Friday, for you it's Shabbos. You're allowed to ask him to do malacha for you. What about being motzi? So you consider mechuyev bedavar as the person who's not in a place of Shabbos. Can he be motzi somebody who's in a place of Shabbos? Like we discussed recently a lot, the Yerushalmi. Ben Yirei and Motzi Ben Krach. Or maybe no, it's Biyadu. He can just move over to the place where it's Shabbos and be chayiv. Maybe he's considered chayiv. But again, it's the same shayla of somebody who wasn't Makabal Shabbos. Can you be motzi somebody in Kiddush who wasn't Makabal Shabbos? You don't have to get to the international dateline. Another suffix. Let's say somebody lives next to the international dateline. So you're allowed to go to a place where it's weekday. Because when you're kind of shvisa, it's totally b'Shabbos. So normally you're allowed to go within the tchum. You're allowed to go within the tchum. That's because you're kind of shvisa. It's because you allowed yourself. You settled, you were in a certain place in Erev Shabbos and when Shabbos came in. So you're allowed to go now 2,000 hours because you're kind of shvisa. But that doesn't apply to a weekday. There's no such thing in the weekday being kind of shvisa. Maybe you can't go to a place where it's chol. You only have your 2,000 amos where it's Shabbos, but not where it's chol. Maybe no. Maybe you go to a place where it's chol, so it's chol for you. So what's the problem? You walk as much as you want. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's still Shabbos. So, very, very interesting shilas. I'm sure there are tens of thousands of more. And Baruch Hashem, we have a vast arsenal of tshuva svarim that talk about these things. And we have Zoch and Mitzvah Hashem to continue, both in discussing the international dateline shilas and going through the tshuvas of the Kosher Club, which is one of my biggest zchuyos in life, I think. It's just unbelievable. And I hope that in the schus that we're learning his Torah, I hope that one day when we go to the Olam Shekulo Tov, we're able to meet him and be close to him. What a schus. Okay, so thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.